I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
John, this is crazy high, dude. You're not even tied in, man.
I got two hands.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living.
What's that?
Don't let go.
No, I'm not letting go. I'm just trying to stop the blood flow.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
All right, know how we do this? We take them like this. You hold the back of it. You squeeze it. Squeeze all of it out.
Now get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs. Your burning question.
Mike, what's the dirtiest job you've ever done? I mean, really, what's the dirtiest one?
Gets a simple answer.
It was this one.
I visit the filthiest place on earth.
So is this dirty enough for you?
Where their old-fashioned product.
What is the smell? What am I smelling?
It's the product.
Can leave a shocking impression.
Ah! How do you get it off? What's the
How
best
do you get
way?
It off?
Yeah.
Lots and lots and lots of soap.
Then,
these are huge fans of Dirty Jobs. We're just trying to figure out the dirtiest I've ever been.
Carolyn and Marilyn pick the dirtiest jobs ever.
Yes!
That's a good one.
Unfortunately,
whoa,
they have lots to choose from.
Oh, God.
Once upon a time in America, when brave sportsmen were shooting all the bison and buffalo and letting their rotten corpses stack up across the great American prairie, settlers heading west would come across their giant piles of bleached bones, and some of those settlers would take those bones and burn them, and literally char them into a powdery substance like this. It's called bone black. Bone black was a big deal back in the good old days. You could take it and you could put it into paint and affect the pigment. You could use it for all kinds of applications. In fact, you could make a charcoal out of it, which would allow you to purify water. It was an important thing.
Today, bone black is still used in some paints and lacquers, in ink for lottery scratchers, in artificial leather and vinyl, in specialized plastics and concrete, even in coatings for the International Space Station.
But the process by which we get to it has evolved. Nowadays, it's sleek, modern, sophisticated, state of the art, clean.
The Evonex Corporation is the largest producer of bone black in North America. But due to an economic slowdown, it had to cut back on staff. Right now, only two guys run the whole factory.
Okay, so I'm officially here, and you are?
Junior.
Junior.
Jeff.
Jeff. So you are one of the proprietors or in line with the owners?
Yes, I'm the grandson of the owners.
Will we meet the actual owners later today?
Yes, you will.
So what stage are we in now? I mean, this is
raw material.
The raw material is burned up cow bones. When they arrive here, they feel like black sand.
So you're saying that this gets finer?
Mm-hmm. About baby powder size. It's the best way we can explain it in layman's terms.
So, Junior, how long then have you been working here?
About 5.5 years.
And as employees go, Jeff, how's he holding up?
He's all right. He could do better, but...
How do you find good help these days and in this environment?
Honestly, if people work here for 1 week and they stay, I'm pretty impressed. We show them what they're going to get into, right? So I bring them through the plant and I show them the different workstations.
Yeah.
And I've had a guy that went through the tour, never showed up. Called his cell phone the whole nine yards, never came to work.
Well, at least you showed up.
Yeah.
All right. And you've stuck around, so you got to give him credit for that.
Exactly.
What sort of qualities does a successful bone black technician really need to have?
You gotta be able to get dirty. That's uh-huh. number one.
Uh-huh.
And a
check.
Good sense of humor.
Check.
And you gotta be able to take orders.
Ooh. I'm tough with number three, but I'll, you know, for a day, I can do anything.
Okay.
This is going to go into a mill.
Mm-hmm.
Who will I be? Will it be the three of us, just you and I?
That's my job.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna go get all the prep work done for the blend, and I'll be seeing you over there.
All right. It's off to the old mill then. Junior, we'll see you when we see you.
Yeah,
after you,
man.
Jeff.
All right.
See how I'm taking orders? See how I'm following instructions? See how I have a sense of humor? See how I'm not afraid to get dirty? I love it here.
The first thing you do to make bone black is find yourself a fancy mill. This dazzling piece of space-aged equipment will grind the bone sand into a fine powder.
What kind of
it's a tumbling mill. There's actually stones inside the mill. There's paddles that grab the stones, bring the stones up, and the rocks tumble onto the material and crush it and break it into the shape.
So it's the rocks that are doing the work,
yep.
But the mill is turning the rocks, and
yep.
Gravity is blah, blah, blah. What's
yep.
this now right here?
This is, yep, this is actually where we pour the raw material into.
All right. How many bags go in?
Fill the hopper.
Basically a cow in a bag.
Pretty much.
So we're going to change this from sand-ish to
yep.
baby powder-ish.
Exactly.
What am I smelling?
It's the bones. It's the product.
The spine and skull bones are never used in bone black due to concerns over mad cow disease.
All right, I guess it's good enough. You can hit the button and let it go now.
Good.
Once the raw material passes through the hopper, it goes through the tumbler, then filters down to these collection boxes. Once the boxes are filled, they'll eventually go to Junior to be mixed.
You gotta go get the high-low, pick it up, and take it up top, and get an empty box, and bring it back down, because this thing will fill every 20 minutes.
Where's the high-low?
Back over where we started the mill.
Where's the box?
This is the box.
What do you need from up there? A bag? What?
No, you need to go get the high-low.
I don't know what the high-low is.
Fork truck.
Oh, the forklift.
Yes.
I know what that is. In here?
Yep.
In many applications today, an inexpensive oil derivative called carbon black has replaced the old-fashioned bone black. But fortunately for this company, some customers still want the original stuff.
Graceful.
Thank you.
Bone black has a dull, non-glossy finish, and it's classified as a non-hazardous material. So it's good for silk screening, printing, creating watercolor prints, and many other specialized uses. But all these uses require top-quality bone black. And when it's not so good, it comes here.
Now this is the ass end of the mill. As you can see, this is too coarse. This is way too coarse. We sent this out, we get write-ups and probably get fired.
We'll need to send this stuff through the mill one more time, but that's later.
Where are we now?
Right now, the mill's empty.
Back up, more bag, more stuff.
There's a shovel right there.
Go ahead and grab it. Was your arm broke? It's teamwork, man.
All right, it's pulling up. You gotta go back and check the ass end now.
Check the ass end, right.
The never-ending cycle, running up and down the steps.
I'm getting it. You getting it? You're getting it.
We have no more coming out the end.
Right, but we just filled it.
You need to go fill it again, because the mill's empty. Now, let's go check the ass end.
Checking the ass end. Following you.
You might actually be able to take a bathroom break now.
I just went. I'm still going. I want to sum up what's been happening. We're dumping bags
yep.
full of this stuff. And that which is processed to a point that is best described as black baby powder
exactly.
falls in through one of those devices over there, and that's what I've been transporting with the high-low.
Yep.
The stuff that goes through the mill, which came from the bag, that stuff that is not yet fine enough to be classified as black baby powder comes out of this tube. Then this all needs to be taken back up to the top and run back into the thing that has the auger that I've been describing previously.
Yeah, because this is too coarse.
Of course it's too coarse. When do we move this box?
About half an hour ago.
It's amazing that you can't get anybody to work for you, Jeff, honestly.
To move the box, we're going to need a forklift.
You're going to hit my pole.
Ah, got it.
Don't hit this, because this costs a lot of freaking money.
Jeez, a whiz, man. You and your rules, dude. It's funny, when he screams like that, it's real high like a girl. Real high. Come on.
Hey, man. Back up. There you go. Just go straight back.
So you don't want me picking this up?
No.
No problem. It's a very, very frustrating thing, that thing.
Coming up.
Stand back, everybody. The art is coming at you.
The second dirtiest job here.
How many of these do you need out?
Well, there's 120 of them. We're going to go until we find the loose one.
Is also the most difficult.
Work harder, not smarter.
Mission accomplished, dude.
For the bone black that wasn't milled into a fine enough powder, it's up to the platform, back to the old grind.
Now you probably need to go check the SN again and check your boxes.
Well, I'm sure. Should we do that together?
Down on the floor, I need to replace the box that catches some of the bone black that's not so good. Like so many jobs, this one would have been easy if I knew what the heck I was doing.
Put it down.
Just jacked up. Don't do it.
It's jacked up too high.
I know.
All right.
I know. How do you make it go down? Don't do it.
Squeeze the handle.
Right?
Push it down.
Got it. Squeeze the handle and push it down. I'm squeezing the handle, then I'm pushing it down. That ain't going down. Squeeze the handle, push it down.
Towards the ground. There you go.
Oh. There we go. That's how I learned.
Now, before you can put that up there, you got to clean up your mess that you built up.
There was a little mess there because I didn't get the box positioned in time. You really got to stay on top of things here at the bone mill.
Miss me? Is this organic? I mean,
it's cow bones.
It's cow. It can't hurt you, right? Right?
FDA just approved it for eye makeup.
Women are putting this on their eyes? Makeup?
It's been approved, but not yet. If you hand me that shovel over there, I can help you.
That was a big one.
I think you got them all.
I hit everything.
Now, we're going to go do, I think, is the second dirtiest job in the plant.
Let me just stand here for a second in relative silence and wait for what was left of my sanity to leak back into what's left of my brain. Okay, that's good. You're saying?
We're going to do the second dirtiest job in the plant, I think.
Where did the last hour rank? In terms of, you know...
It was a normal day.
Okay. Second dirtiest job. Good. Okay. What is that?
That is going up into the dust collector and checking the socks.
The dust collector captures the tiny particles of bone black that float through the air inside the factory. This bone black dust doesn't go to waste. It's one of 15 grades of material that the company sells.
You gotta make yourself skinny there.
Junior, if I could do that, I would never leave the house. There we go. Okay.
Where am I exactly?
Well, basically you're at the dust collectors for the mill that you were just working on.
Uh-huh.
And there's a whole bunch of socks that are attached to metal frames, and it blows air through them to help create the suction to fill up the boxes, but the socks are there to prevent the dust from blowing all over the rest of the building.
And your boss is under the impression that we might have a loose sock in the dust collection chamber.
If that's what he says, then I'm inclined to believe him. He does kind of know what he's talking about once in a while.
He says a lot of things. He's bound to be right sooner or later.
Yeah, even a broken clock is right once a day.
Twice, actually.
Not if it's digital.
He makes good points. I'm just going to have a look in here again. This is a very, very... Yeah, how far back does it go?
It goes 10 rows back.
And how many of these do you need out?
Well, there's 120 of them. We're going to go until we find the loose one.
There's no way to narrow down the one?
Not really. Unless you have the ability to see through black, black, and more black, you're kind of screwed.
All right, well, I'm thinking I'm kind of screwed then. Hey, Doug, be a favor and shoot straight down there so people at home know the ridiculousness of the situation we find ourselves in yet again.
The socks that cover these cylinders are made of polyester needle-punched felt. It's a special fabric designed for filtration.
Got it?
Yep.
Now, are we looking for the loose one as we do this, or the torn one, or...
Yeah, basically, if you feel one that's already loose when you go to grab it, that means that's the one that's loose.
We might have one here, actually. Well, off it comes.
Let's take a look at that real quick.
Okay.
Yep. This is the one, all right.
Yeah? Well, this is the first bit of good news that's happened today.
Well, you always have to check just to make sure there's no others.
Oh, scratch that. For a moment there, it sounded like good news at the Bone Black plant. It's premature with the good.
Check all the ones around it. Just give them a quick twist, see if they come loose or if they're stable and in place.
Dirty air blows sideways through the chamber. The bone black dust collects on the outside of the socks.
So they all got to come out, even if they feel solid? Is that what you're telling me?
Mm-hmm. This only gets done roughly once every 6 months or so.
I guess I picked a lucky day.
Now, in order to get the socks at the far side of the chamber, we need to install a platform to stand on.
Make sure it's on there nice and stable before you even think about putting your body weight on.
You got it.
Did I also mention we need a camera inside as well?
Doug's crawling inside the bag house right now. He's on a, you know, little platform. His plan is kind of to squat and to shoot up in the air. Dave, as you can see, is perched up in the air on a railing. He'll be covering the action from the outside.
Is that bad if I'm making that creaking sound on the vents?
No. No.
No, that's not bad. Bad is when the creaking sound stops.
If you hear it pop.
Think that vent could support both our weights?
It can support both your weights if it's got enough space.
Okay. You know what? I'm a little twisted. Let me
try putting your right foot in first.
Yeah, that's.
That's why we say this entire thing is more art than science.
Is that really how you're gonna sell this?
It's more art than science.
It's more art than science. Stand back, everybody. The art is coming at you.
Coming up.
This is a difficult job, and it's miserable.
Well, you're not done.
I know I'm not done, but can I come out?
No. You have to get your flashlight first.
My dirtiest job ever. Gets dirtier.
Now you're going to have fun getting back out again.
I don't plan on coming back out.
Right now, I'm pretty excited. I'm crawling into a dust collector at a bone black factory.
Now you're going to have fun getting back out again.
I don't plan on coming back out.
All right.
It's my ultimate sacrifice.
You're in the right place.
Crazy job. Crazy.
Junior tells me that when this thing is operating, the vents above my head blow air down through the socks at regular intervals, and the bone black dust falls into a metal box at the bottom of the dust collector.
Geez, Doug, was that you or the grate?
That was the cardboard.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been a while, Doug, huh? Since you and I have been in a crap hole of this magnitude. I can't think of the last time. Was this bad? Yeah, you know, people all ask me all the time, Mike, what's the dirtiest job you've ever done? I mean, really, what's the dirtiest one? Was it the pig farmer? Was it that time you were in that coal mine? Was it that? No. It was this one.
It's nice here.
I know, isn't it, though?
Dry heat.
Mm-hmm. Until you start sweating.
And the sweat will pull it right into your eyes. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
It's cool the way Jeff decided not to come up here.
No, that's the perks of being the boss. He gets to delegate. Want the screwdriver back?
Not yet. There we go. Angle and twist.
Well, you found another loose one, huh?
I did. Actually.
And there goes your flashlight.
We lost the flashlight, did we?
It would appear that would be a yes.
Was it on when it went?
No.
Oh, well. I will never see that one again, Doug.
Yeah, see, we have a philosophy here at Evan X, and it's work harder, not smarter.
Mission accomplished, dude.
Well, that philosophy only applies to the new guys like you. The rest of us do it the right way. We work smarter and not harder.
Well, see, couldn't we find ourselves a wise and happy medium? I mean, wouldn't the world be better off if we worked smart and hard?
What's the point of working smart if it's hard?
Just to be clear, here's what we're dealing with. We put some cardboard on here, so kneeling on the grate's not as painful, but you can see, looking through the grate and then straight down below it, this is where all this stuff has fallen. And it finds its little hole down there, and then it goes through another series of endless tubes and depressing, dark passages off to its final resting place. Anyway, it's a hell of a job. Okay. I think we've made the point. You know, this is a difficult job and it's miserable, and I don't see much point in, you know, completing it.
So, you're not done.
I know I'm not done, but can I come out?
No. You have to get your flashlight first.
That you dropped?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rolls downhill, Mike.
No kidding. Where? How far down is it?
Down that way. So what you're going to do is... Well, you're going to want to look at me.
Oh, okay.
You're going to want to sit down with your legs out off the platform.
Yep.
And then you're going to do one of them gymnastics parallel bar things. Put your hand on each one of the bars. Uh-huh. Lower yourself down. This is conically shaped, so you're right. Going to put one leg on each side, and you're just going to let yourself slowly slide down until you get near the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Then you're going to put your ass on one side and your feet on the other so you can lean around and just dig through until you find it.
How deep is it?
It looks to be about 8-10 inches deep.
Okay. And there's no hole underneath all the schmutz that you can fall all the way through?
No.
And it's important
and
to retrieve
tools? And even if it was,
tools?
Yes, because they can break the machinery. Okay. Monkey wrenching in a gear type thing.
All right.
Yep, lower yourself down. Put your feet out to the sides. That'll help you out a little.
Oh,
there
yeah.
you go.
Very helpful.
Yep. Now turn yourself around if you can, without killing yourself. There you go.
Okay.
Now, go ahead and scrunch yourself down. Curl up into a ball. Fetal position is probably the best for you.
Mm-hmm.
Reach around your side
mm-hmm.
and just dig around.
It's a lot like sitting on the toilet, really.
Well...
Now, you're sure that the flashlight fell inside here, right?
No, you are.
Oh, man, I didn't drop it. Feels like there's a blade in here or something.
Yep, that would be a plastic fin. There's a bunch of them in there, about half dozen. And when the material comes through here, the blades are going to spin around, and they're what puts it into the boxes that you were working with earlier.
I don't feel it. I got both hands feeling around down here. I don't feel any flashlight at all. Where could you have dropped it if it didn't go in here?
Probably just fell down on the ground then.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep. You know, especially in this dark light, you have just a beautifully white smile.
Thanks, Junior.
You're welcome.
All right, man. This flashlight's not down here. Your machine is safe.
All right. That's good for me then.
All right, good.
Now, to get out, you do the exact opposite of what you did to get in.
Mm-hmm. Where are you, Junior?
I'm behind you.
Oh, scared the hell out of me. What is the next job?
The next job is to be pulling the boxes for the mix.
You'll be involved in that?
Yep. I'll be showing you step by step.
Great, good. I'd hate to miss a step. Flashlight's not there. It's ironic. Coming up.
I told you to stay.
What goes on behind closed doors? That's between me and my dirt.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my goodness. You have never seen. I've never seen anything like that. I swear.
Then two devoted fans.
What do you guys do in your spare time?
Watch you.
Pick my dirtiest jobs ever.
Oh, I think we're up to four that we can use, but I want more. Whoa.
And then our rock on home till the job is done.
Keep talking. I'm just going to lie down if that's okay. Do you mind?
Okay, a little bit more. All right, stop.
Good.
Let it go.
This is blending, what we're about to do. Right?
Yep.
And exactly all this right. stuff here, this is just another form of black, the same black?
No, every single bit of it's different. No two are exactly the same.
All right, so you were saying that all of these bags with all of these bone black, and by the way, that's the bison I mentioned at the beginning of the show.
Buffalo,
right?
Yeah.
Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just pictures of these things,
mm-hmm.
not because their bones are in here, but just because...
Actually, they used to be. This product was originally made with buffalo bones. Now right. it's cow bones.
Because we killed all the buffalo.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right. And we're working on the cows. There's still mm-hmm. a few out there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so these are just bags, bag after bag, pallet after pallet, full of powdered cow.
Mm-hmm.
And you said no two are exactly the same?
No.
And so the purpose of mixing is to create a, you know, a, I don't know what, a
an
batch?
An exact tinning strength. For instance, this material is both lighter in tint strength, but heavier in particle size than this material is.
And your blending job, again, is just to create a batch that has a measurable, predictable quality to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We've brought down two of these big, giant hoppers.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly right.
What do we do first?
First, we need to lift these hoppers up a level so we can empty them into the mixer.
Nope. All right, so the way this works is you bring this in. Now, before we do anything, once again, safety first.
Uh-huh. Oh, good. That's better.
Absolutely.
Now we're safe.
Banging the box loosens the powder stuck to the inside walls and helps ease it down into the mixer.
Okay, so everything that was in hopper 58 is now below us.
Yep.
So it's one box down. Box number 7 is on the mound, and I'm up to bat.
Oh, yeah, come here, you bad hopper. Lucky number 7. I'm gonna ring your bell.
Oh, you're bad. You're a bad corner. You're still dirty. You need discipline. Fast. Dirty hopper. Fast.
All right, let's see how you're doing, Mr.
There's still some in there. I can hear it falling.
I can hear it, too.
Yes. Yes. That's right.
I think we're making real progress, Junior. Real progress here. Real progress, yeah.
I'm liking that sound there.
That's starting to sound.
Oh, I'm liking the sound there. Liking the sound there.
Loving the sound there.
Very pleased with the sound there.
So, whatever the hell was in here. Now, whatever the hell was in the first one are now mixed together.
Well, they will be as soon as we turn the blender on. You're going to hit that green button right there.
This one?
No, that one.
Green?
Green.
Dude, that's... If that's green, is that really green?
Yeah, well, it was at one time.
Okay.
Blender will now mix the powder, and then we'll need to sample it.
So now the material's going to flow out. You're going to put a little bit of that material in this envelope. Now I'm going to go take the sample in to get tested. We'll see what happens.
Can I come with you?
You can, but the cameras cannot.
Sorry. No cameras. No, you'll have to wait. Why no cameras? It's proprietary?
Yes. We have a particular way of testing to make sure that it's right.
Right.
And we do have people around the world that are trying to copy the same ways.
Oh.
We don't want them to know the way that we test it because...
Yeah, so no, you stay.
Then we'll lose the edge.
No. You gotta stay. This is proprietary bone stuff. You stay. Stay. I told you to stay. Huh? This isn't 60 minutes. You wait out here. You wait.
It's good. It's good, cameraman. Good.
Here's the wrong one.
All right, okay. We have results.
Unfortunately, the mix is a little bit light.
Damn it!
You can see, this is what it's supposed to look like. This is what it looks like.
I was really hoping we'd be right on this one.
That's what happens when you do something.
Come on. All right, no, really, what are we looking at? What?
This would be the standard of the material we're making. This is what it looks like. We have to put in another box to make it darker to look like this.
I am having a day. Having a day. Damn. Oh, dear.
See something funny? This is what I call the journey of the new gloves. These gloves are new. Now they're 4 seconds old. I believe this one is empty. Who loves their job? Show of hands. Who loves their job? I'm a box smacking son of a gun. There's some crazy science that goes on back there behind that dirty door, man. I wish I could tell you about it, but I can't. A little secret between me and Jeff and Junior. Sorry.
Now grab your sample.
And then we're back to the proprietary testing room.
Oh, my goodness, you have never seen... I've never seen anything like that, I swear.
Well, this is what happens. This is why we test it.
You bet.
This is what we call perfect.
That's right. Perfect. We have over there the perfect mix right now to make a color that's perfectly matched.
Yes.
And now we're able to sell that batch, essentially, or bag it?
Bag it out, and then we can sell it.
Gotcha.
This will be enough to get us started.
Good news. Maybe even get us ended.
Coming up.
You got it dirty.
I got it dirty.
Jeff and Junior want me to clean up my act.
You don't want to do that.
No.
You want to keep the bags clean.
I do.
For me, that's not easy.
That's what I wanted to do.
Now, before you put each bag on, take it, squeeze it. Otherwise, the lip's going to get caught. And you don't want to be touching this when you're letting it fill up because that affects the weight.
Each bag holds exactly 50 pounds of bone black.
49 pounds, it's too light. We send that to a customer, they're going to complain that we're not giving them the proper amount of material.
You're going to adjust the weight a little bit here.
Yep. Check the weight on it. Your hand was touching it. Threw the weight off by 2.5 pounds.
Whoops.
So you put the bag on to blow off the stand, because it's just going to get dirtier when you put stuff on it.
Right. Seems like the bag goes on easier when that's off. Half a pound, really? Matters?
Yes. When you pay for something by the pound, half a pound matters. Perfect.
Okay.
You don't want to do that.
No.
You want to keep the bags clean.
I do. That's what I wanted to do.
You don't need to weigh up for another 5 bags.
Yeah.
Once you got the weight right, you're good to go.
Great.
No, no. 4 stack of this. Nope. Wrong way. Lot's got to go out.
Well, what are we putting a hole in the middle?
Nothing.
Oh. Now, these now, you just mirror everything that's already there, right?
Yep. Look at those pallets. That's how you want to stack them.
Junior tells me that the bagging station is the dirtiest job in the plant. But since there's not a clean spot on me, I can't really tell the difference.
So is this dirty enough for you?
Good. I've seen a lot of dirt in the last couple years. This is monumental. Epically bad. 5.5 years you got in? How about the owner? Who actually owns the joint?
Oh, Pops.
Pops?
Yeah.
Yeah, how long's he had it?
He's been working at it since he was a teenager.
Is he still around?
Yeah, he's here tonight.
I'm gonna go say hey and goodbye. And goodbye to you as well.
Nice meeting you.
I won't lie to you, man. You kicked my butt, but this was fun for the books. How do you get it off? What's the
how
best
way? You get
way?
It off?
Yeah.
Lots and lots and lots of soap.
I'm gonna have to invest in some of that. See ya.
You must be the man in charge.
I'm the man, I'm the man.
Pops, I'm Mike.
And I'm a Mike.
You know what, I'm going to call you Pops. That way that's there won't okay. be any confusion.
All right, sorry.
Somebody yells Mike, I'll assume they're talking to me.
I'm a great grand Pops now, so that's all right.
What are you doing here? What's this?
We got to put a bag in here for a customer.
You put a bag in a box?
Bag in a box. I see you never did this before.
No, it's been a while since I jammed a cow in a box. Your boy, Jeff. How long has he been working here?
About 3-4 years now.
So, I mean, you got into the business under different circumstances than he did.
Yeah, I was 18 and needed a job. Put an application for Ford's, and I'm still waiting for them to call me.
Over at Ford?
Ford Motor.
I'll put in a call for you.
Okay.
I got the house over here. This ain't pretty, Pops. Jeff, where you been, man?
Take a little break.
Did you?
Yeah. That's not gonna be able to go out anyways.
Why?
Because you broke the corners. You got it dirty.
I got it dirty.
Yeah. You wanna see how it's done?
I am curious, I'll be honest with you. After spending 12 hours in this little slice of hell, I'd like to learn one thing. No offense.
See, I was right.
Done.
It's in the box.
Tape it.
All right.
Yep.
There you go. So what I owe you for this? $20?
Oh, I believe that cost $80 for that one right there.
You're lying, man.
$80? Yep.
All right. Thank you for having me over at Ebonyx.
No problem.
It's an honor. Pops?
Okay.
A thrill. I miss Junior. Tell Junior I'll miss him, okay?
Okay.
For now, me and my cow are going to hit the road.
Okay.
All right.
If you ever need some more, just drop her on.
You are my bone black connection.
Okay.
Huh?
That's it.
Coming up, you'll be seeing double.
I mean, it's the best thing since sliced bread.
When Marilyn and Carolyn...
You're kidding.
...pick my top 5 dirtiest jobs.
Hey, I got another one.
That's a good one.
And win...
ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Yes.
I said that.
Yeah, you did.
Well, that was about as dirty as I can remember being. And it's sparked a series of conversations the Bone Black episode has. And I'm just having one right now with Carolyn and Marilyn?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Marilyn and Carolyn?
No, it's Marilyn and Carolyn.
These are huge fans of Dirty Jobs, by the way. Ran into them not moments ago here at the Grand Hotel. And we're just trying to figure out the dirtiest I've ever been.
The charcoal.
Yeah. Would you concur with that?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to get in there.
And just push this pipe
up
in that pipe?
Yeah, push that pipe up through there, that pipe that you got. Push it up through there, and it should come rolling out.
I think I might have found a clog.
Okay, pull your pipe out, and I'll turn it on right quick, and we'll see if it's open.
Right.
Turn it on right quick.
He's turning it on right quick. See if it's open.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's open.
Okay, we got it open.
Crap. We're looking for the 5 okay. dirtiest moments.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Well, when you were in that coal mine, you were pretty dirty.
Holy smokes. Whoa.
You got to be sure for it up here.
You're not kidding.
Oh, no, we liked it when you got to the mucker.
Because he said, don't lean forward. And you said, why?
Because we'll be taking you to the emergency room to get your jaw sticks back on.
All right. Whoa. Man,
Well, you'd be going to the hospital and get your face stitched back on.
Or your chin, anyway. Yeah.
Well, but technically, the chin is a part of my face. I mean, that's you got to give me that.
Yeah.
And you've got such a good-looking face.
Yeah. But, hey, I got another one.
What do you got?
Mrs. Frazier's basement.
There! That's ding, 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 ding. What in the heck happened
here? Whole thing backed up.
Gary, look at the toilet.
What?
This is a total disaster.
Yeah. This toilet is called a poopa scoopa.
This is called a garden trowel.
For us, it's a poopa scoopa.
Oh, like a giant mixing bowl from hell. Oh. Did you guys ever see the one? Do you remember the Medea?
It was Oh, that's it. Yeah, that's got the one where you were spitting on the light bulb, and he said, yes, don't spit in the wind. Now there's another one. Don't spit on the light bulb.
It's just good common sense.
Yeah,
there are many positions a man could assume when he's inside a boiler. Personally, I prefer the fetal position.
It's the inside. Thanks. Dang! Crap!
Sorry. I must have spit on the light bulb.
That was dirty for sure.
Yeah. Hey, have you ever really hurt yourself? I know you get scrapes and bruises and all. You ever hurt yourself?
Oh, I'm in constant agony. Yeah. I'm not a young man anymore.
But it's funny.
You're 20 years younger than we are.
Is that right?
Yeah, we're 67.
You're 47.
How do you know? You know a lot about me.
Now, you were born March 18th, 1962, in Baltimore, right?
That's correct.
Hey, how many we got now?
I think we're up to four that we can use, but I want more.
Wait a minute. Okay.
What about the lift pump? Did you guys see the one with the lift pump?
Yeah. That was terrible.
I mean, that was awful. My whole crew was covered in poop. Hey. Oh, God. Welcome to hell. Damn it. Hepatitis A. Do you see how much fun it is to talk about dirty jobs?
Yeah,
if you've had this kind of fun before, I'm talking to them now,
So
steady.
Yeah, okay.
You go to everythingmike.com and you vote on my five dirtiest jobs. You sit down, you make it a family thing. You bring some friends over and you kick it around.
Yeah.
And you decide and you vote the five occasions where I was the dirtiest. I can't say you're going to have as much fun as me and Carolyn and Marilyn, but you can maybe help us sort things out. And heck, what else are you going to do with your spare time? What do you guys do with your spare time?
Watch you.
Well, there you have it. Marilyn and Carolyn's list of the dirtiest dirty jobs.
God!
But we want to know what you think. Go to everythingmike.com, vote for your top five dirtiest dirty jobs.
Do me a favor, as long as we're not out of tape.
Yeah.
Would you guys say something to our viewers to convince them to keep sending us ideas for dirty jobs?
Send us
ideas so the show stays on the air.
Would you describe your general state of happiness this morning on a scale of 1 to 5? Where?
I wouldn't use happiness.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be a long day. It's going to be a difficult day. Ultimately, the kind of day you're going to rush home. And you're not even going to make a journal entry about this day because the only goal is going to be to forget it.